provisions that you made for us. Father, help us to be good stewards of those things. Pray, God, that you'd help us to be one mind tonight, Father, and work together. And we just pray, God, in the days and the challenges that we have with COVID, pray, God, for continued wisdom, guidance, and discernment for all of our leaders, our teachers, our district staff, our superintendent, our board, and, Lord, for our parents, God, we pray, Lord, that healing would come, Father, and whatever that looks like, Father, we ask you to do that right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to go ahead and start with some recognitions tonight, or this afternoon. First up, we have the recognition from Miss Linda Collins. She is retiring. So, Mr. David, if you would.
All right, get to recognize some special people. Miss Linda, you can come on up. Miss Linda's been working for us quite a while, 18 years. On the job. That's a lot of driving up and down the road to Liberty County and avoiding all sorts of obstacles. I think about Ms. Linda, I think about my time at PH Church, Brother Coy, and listening to y'all sing among many other songs, Holy Grail. I can still hear it echoing in my mind as I can remember those things. Precious times back in those days. I know you're glad to be coming to a time that you can relax. And I want you to take a minute and talk to us, if you will, after I get through saying anything. But you have been such an asset to our county. And just having that security that you were going to get our kids to school and get them home. And that meant a lot to all of us, and I'm sure to our parents. We have a plaque to present to you. And it reads, Linda Collins, 18 years of service. Thank you for your dedication in transporting our most precious cargo. Let's give Linda a hand out.
Thank you for the recognition, and I tell you, it was the last 18 years. That means I'm getting older. But I don't miss the getting up every morning and getting out here early and getting a bus in the wintertime ready to go on the road. But I do miss those kids. But I do see them around town, and they say they miss me. So we've had some good days, and I've enjoyed being an employee of the Liberty County School Board. And thank you for everything you've done for me and all the years. And I just love my kids. Thank you,
Ms. Thank you.
We've got Kevin Williams. He's on the phone. He couldn't be here tonight, but he, Kevin, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You want to share a few words on Ms. Linda's behalf?
Yes, sir. Ms. Collins, I'd first like to thank you for a job that you've done very well. I'd like to thank you for all the time you served, and it has been an honor to work with you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Next up is Mr. David. He is going to recognize Mr. Kyle Petty.
All right. Kyle, you want to step on over this way? There was a time I couldn't even talk about this young man, but our paths crossed back at Hosford School back in the 80s. And since that, you know, that time, I think, after he graduated, I came on to the high school as principal. He was the guidance there, so we got to work together there as well. So familiar with the family for longer than I can think of. 18 years, Kyle's been working here as a board member, and I don't know how many years prior to that as an employee, but always did his best and represented his people the best that he knew how. And I have got a plaque, Kyle, I'm going to be giving to you. 18 years of service, Liberty County School Board. That's a long time to serve on the board, and that says a lot there. Board member, District 4. I remember, one of the things I can remember about Kyle, he never could get Roman numerals down.
Don't feel bad, Kyle.
I tried my best, and every time I called him, he was absent. But anyway, Kyle, appreciate you.
I had strep throat that week, and I didn't learn about Roman numerals, and it's affected me on the board. We get some of those title
yes.
grants, but I appreciate it. 1983, I was in eighth grade with Mr. Summers, and he made us, had an assignment to memorize the Gettysburg Address. If you didn't do it, you got two licks. And a couple of boys came to school and said, you just might as well go on and give me a paddling now. I don't know it. You know, and he did. And he did. But I think statute of limitations would run out on that. But 47 years ago, I still remember. It's been a joy. Serving with the board, it's really been, at times it's been great, at times it's been not so great, but at the end of the day, I feel like we've accomplished a lot, and I've just been a part of that. We've done that together. Nobody does anything by themselves. It's a group effort between the community, the board, the superintendent, the district staff. It's everybody, families, churches, everybody. We do these things together, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve Liberty County people, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. And I appreciate y'all being here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
I have one more recognition to make, and then I will surely sit down. Ms. Tina, if you'll come up. You know, I hadn't known Tina for too many years, quite a few, but not too many. But I knew where she came from. Me and Marcia there, Marcia, I used to cheat on her papers until we graduated together from LCHS way back in the day. I will say what year. It was back in the day. Well, Tina, you have served as not only our board member, but also our chairman. And by the way, Kyle has served the chair. I forgot to mention that, Kyle, for a time as well. Tina, you've done a fantastic job. Your eyes are open when you are elected to an office and feel the awesome responsibility that you feel, the pressures that you feel from every direction. And Tina, you've always navigated that minefield, if you will, so excellent. This board's on a mission, and you've done a great job. I've got the plaque, Tina Tharp, 8 years of service, Liberty County School Board Member, District 2. Let's give Tina a hand.
I will say that I had said I wasn't going to get emotional, but I'll miss all of you, and I want to thank everyone that supported me, that encouraged me, that pushed me when it got hard, and anybody that is ever elected to any public service will understand that one day if you do it. I encourage you to do it. I encourage our young people to get involved because that's the only way you can make a difference. But I appreciate my 8 years more than anybody could ever imagine. And I want to thank everybody that supported me. And even those that didn't, I hope that I was able to show that my heart was in it for the full 8 years. And my heart will still always be with Liberty County. That will never go away. So thank you all very much. So it's still my heart again, but I actually prepared a little bit better for this one than I did. I wasn't thinking about my speech as far as I was concerned. I was more concerned about this one. And I'm not as good as Mr. David at just saying it, so I have to make some notes. I'd like to recognize Mr. David Summers in an effort to say a heartfelt goodbye to somebody who's made a significant contribution to the Liberty County School District. Mr. David has over 35 years with Liberty County School District. He started as a teacher, then went to a principal, which he served as principal at Hosford Toller and the high school.
He was elected in 2004 as superintendent for his first term, and then he was elected again in 2014 during a special election for a two-year term. And then he decided he wanted to run again in 2016 and has served his final term as superintendent. Mr. David has always made it easy for me to talk with him to discuss issues at hand, even the difficult subjects and the difficult issues. Some we did not always agree on, but that's okay, because at the end of the day, like Kyle said, at the end of the day, we come together, and he continually treated me with the utmost respect, always. And always, he would always say, Tina, I respect your opinion and need your thoughts. And I appreciate that. Of course, he frequently mentioned how much I reminded him of my mama. But I'm guessing those were the times that my temper or my very straightforwardness was showing. But that's okay. We all know that Mr. David has retired once, but I think this time he's finally ready to end his career and pick the one career that most of us strive and dream for, and that's the career of leisure, which I'm sure I'm safe to say is will include hunting, fishing, spending time with his family, and spoiling those grandbabies. Mr. David, thank you for your service, your dedication, and hard work to Liberty County. On behalf of the board, I present you this plaque. And we wish you all the best for a long and happy second retirement.
Thank you.
And it says, David H. Summers, thank you for 38 years of service to the Liberty County School District. Your dedication has played an integral role in our success.
And this is truly an honor. I appreciate it. And what Tina said is exactly right. The retirement will stick this time. Won't be any doubt about that. One thing to say, and I do this from the bottom of my heart, all the easy times, the conflict, whatever we're going through, if we keep our eye on the Lord, and I trust that you have the Lord in your life. If not, you need him. You'll never be happy without him. And I trust that you make that connection and keep that connection throughout your days. You'll be happy. Thank you all again.
Other business. We didn't have any public comment tonight, so we're going to move on down and start our agenda items.
Public comments?
I had called for them. Can you go ahead and come on up to the podium? You've got 3 minutes. State your name, please, since we don't have the...
No worries. Jason Dentz, the only question I have is I have here kind of a laundry list of items. The building that I'm in over at the high school was the one that was picked up and moved from the old school location to the new school. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done in that building. And at the last school board meeting, it was mentioned that there were going to be some work groups done to figure out what items that needed to be worked on, how they were going to be prioritized. And so I'm kind of wondering what the outcome of that is, if there has been an outcome of it, because I'm still sitting in a building that needs a lot of work. In fact, some of the other teachers have been moved in to some of those rooms that need a lot of work. And so, yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving on down, we have Mr. David with our superintendent's report.
Real quick, this is our first meeting with Zoom access for the public. So they'll be, I'm sure they're watching tonight. A lot of people are. And I believe we have the video as well going along with it. So we're doing it. And that was a request by the board. And I think, James, that was something near and dear to your heart that we tried to work at. And I think we got it going. So everybody be sure to smile. Real quick about our extended learning. Remember, we did not get the 21st century grant this year, which is that 4 or 5 year grant. I'm not sure. Did not get it.
but we were awarded a 1 year, I think it's around 300K, from the state. It's called Extended Learning Program. We've been waiting on the final confirmation. I've had Bill Mumford and several working on it. Sheila, did we ever get anywhere? Are they, as far as...
They are needing a couple of adjustments in the what was submitted, and I believe that Beth has been talking to them.
Okay, so it's minor. It's actually in the way that it was presented to them. It has to be modified a little bit, but hopefully in the next days we'll have it done. That's what I've been told. And, of course, that will fund us through this year on our after-school program.
Quick question. As soon as we get that, then we'll start it, it'll kick in?
Right. We're already here, and we've already advertised for the supervisor job.
Yes, we had one apply. That was Beth Brown. And we're waiting as soon as she takes that job, because she was the only one to apply. We've already been advertising her soon-to-be vacated position over at Culver, so we're trying to get on it as quickly as possible.
She's currently
teaching. We're just waiting on that confirmation, and we'll be good to go.
Good to go. All right. All right. Real quickly about, there was a question at our last board meeting. We talked about the, I believe it was a carpet issue down at the 500 building in Toler. The amount, it was determined to be right around $5,000, just a little over to replace that one classroom that was in question. I'm going to go ahead and give the order to go ahead and do that. The other was the building over in Hosford, the kindergarten and pre-K building, and I'm going to do the same. We think we're going to recoup that through insurance. And Kevin, when I get through talking here, you may have something to say about it. But we're going to go ahead and upfront that cost. It's in the $45,000 area. That will come out of our capital dollars. But those are two great needs. I think it's agreed by all that we need to get our carpet going. Over at ROTC, the good points made, well made. We all are aware that we've got to have some completion of those repairs. Kevin, would you like to speak to any of that?
Yes, sir. You're talking about the ROTC?
Okay, yeah.
Is he talking about, are they talking about the flooring, or what is he talking about now? The walls painted?
Tell me what's in line to be corrected in the ROTC.
Yes, sir. The Culpepper is going to fix some of the flooring everywhere it was cracked. They are repairing, but as far as there's no carpet going to be changed, I know that they had it professionally cleaned, and from there, if we was going to paint the walls, I gave the board a quote for, I think, for $14,000 and something dollars to paint the ROTC. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the halls fixed and the flooring and ROTC, the range, that's all that's
going to
be done as far as what
Culpepper's going to do. I got you. Okay. And when you get back, I'm sure we'll do a little tour down there again to see where we are.
Right.
And what else needs to be done.
Right. And then also at Toler, you're talking about that 500 building, we have the carpet tiles not left over, but I was going to use to finish the 100, 200, and 300 building. We could use those carpet tiles right now, and then later on purchase some more to finish those three buildings, and it'll cost us a little over $2,800 just to do that one room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's up to y'all, whatever. I mean, I can order more, or use what we got, and then order more later.
Okay. Doogie's got a question.
Mr. Williams, did you check on the drainage we got down there, the drainage problem, about, put the French drain in there and all?
I don't have a price on it yet. No,
okay.
Sir, I do not.
Because I know we talked about it. I know we talked about it. If we don't do something, it's going to flood again.
Right,
we
got to
get that dirt down lower the sidewalk.
Yes, sir. Put that French drain around it like we was talking, and that's by far the best way to solve that problem.
Okay, we'll have to be, immediately when you get back, we need to get a price on what it costs to do that.
Yes, sir.
That drainage.
I'm going to try to have it. Price on this week.
Okay, very good.
Before I get back.
Very good. Any other board member have a question related to that? Okay.
I have a question as far as the JROTC. Would you be able to give your list to the principal, or have you already done that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Willis is tracking the issues that I found down there. I sent him an email probably a week or two ago.
Okay. So my...
I'd be happy to take any of y'all, you know, on tour and show you.
Well, my suggestion would be, you know, following chain of command in that, which I'm sure you're very familiar with. And getting, I mean, somebody needs to have the list and see what it is, and then if it comes to our attention as far as spending money, that's when we would need to be able to approve or not approve or look at it. But Mr. David, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, that I feel like that's something that Mr. Willis needs to communicate with Kevin in your office as far as that's concerned, to make sure that we are given the information as far as what's being done and not done, and the list that you have that we can see.
Okay. And Mr. Willis has the list, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll be with him in the morning.
Thank you.
And that covers my grandma.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. David. So moving, we didn't have any additions or corrections to the agenda tonight, so we'll move on down to 6A. I need a motion to approve the agenda for the October 13th, 2020 meeting. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7A, motion to approve the September 21st, 2020 special board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, consent items. Starting with A, motion to approve the following reports. Principal reports for September 2020. Financial statements for September 2020. Budget amendments for September 2020, which include, there's a couple of budget amendments that we have. 110-03, which is general funds, 210-01, which is debt service, 340-02, capital projects, 360-01, capital projects, 370-01, capital projects, 390-01, capital projects, 410-01, special revenue for food service, 420-04, for special revenue, which is federal. And bills and payroll for September 2020. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, motion to approve the October 13th, 2020 personnel consent table. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, motion to approve the updated substitute list. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to go back up to C because I skipped over that. My apologies. Motion to approve the updated supplement list for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris, second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 8E, motion to approve the out-of-field teachers. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, motion to approve the five-year work plan. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, motion to approve the SP and P exceptional student education policies and procedures for 2019 through 2022 school years. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, motion to approve the family medical leave of absence extension for Dana Edenfield from September 21st, 2020 through November 2nd, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, motion to approve the leave of absence, which is non-FMLA, for Katie O'Brien from September 15th, 2020 through October 16th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, motion to approve employees paid from federal grants for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Excuse me. I apologize. Motion to approve the reading plan for 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item L, motion to approve the health services plan for 2020-2022 school years. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item M, motion to approve security risk assessments at the following locations for the 2020-2021 school year: Liberty County School Board District Office, Liberty County High School, Hosford Elementary Junior High School, Liberty Learning Center, and W.R. Toller K through 8 School. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9A, under action items, motion to approve Title I grant for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 9B, motion to approve Title II grant for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9C, motion to approve the IDEA, the IDEA grant for 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Morris, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9D, motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Boys and Girls Club of Tabula Rasa and the District School Board of Liberty County to allow operation of an after-hour school program at Liberty County High School based on approved grant funding from the 21st Century Community Learning Center's grant. Operations will begin on the first day of school in August 2020 and end on the last day of school in July 2021. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9E, motion to approve Focus School District Agreement Amendment Number 18-175 to extend the term of the initial agreement for the additional 1 year commencing July 1st, 2020 and ending June 30th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9F, motion to approve the Rural Connect Memorandum of Understanding between Panhandle Area Educational Consortium which is also known as PAEC, in Liberty County School District for the implementation of an Education Innovation and Research Grant. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9G, motion to approve revised master resolution and contract for the district participation in Panhandle Area Educational Consortium Central Services for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9H, motion to approve the STEM Collegiate High School Agreement between Chipola College and Liberty County School Board establishing a collegiate high school program for 1 year commencing on January 1st, 2021 and remaining in effect through December 31st, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty.
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9I, motion to approve the contract with Ethica LLC, which is FedNet, to perform professional services for the Liberty County School District for purposes of providing Title I grant writing and grants management consultation in compliance with federal and state of Florida law for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We do not have any board policy items nor emergency items, so now we're at our board member items. Does anybody have anything tonight that they would like to mention? I know Mr. Boo had said that he did.
And I'll discuss with the committee.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
The one thing I'll bring it up, one of the things is, the other night I was at the gym for senior night for volleyball, and our sound system was...
I worked on it today. Did you get it? It's clear.
Okay, because I couldn't understand anything Mr. Tim said the other night. And it was,
I went there at lunchtime today. Got it.
Good. We
got one little knob.
Okay. I couldn't understand anything.
Yeah,
and
we got it going.
The other thing is, do we know when we'll be having electricity at the softball field that's still being built?
Kevin? Did you hear that, Kevin?
Yes, sir. We've already contacted the electrician that's been, got the money. It's already been approved. We ain't paid him, so we're just waiting on him to come. He's going to do the softball field, and he's going to wire the generator up at the county office as well at the same time for the IT department.
Okay. The still on the softball field is... Is there any way that they could get a water spigot or two out there for water purposes or any of that? But that wouldn't be too hard, would it?
No, sir. Nobody's asked for that. They hadn't told Mr. Davis or Mr. Willis. Nobody's asked us for it.
Okay. Well, I'm asking now if we could probably get a couple out there for one side or the other.
Anybody else?
I gave y'all a copy, and this is a cut and paste of feedback from our committee. The last board meeting, we kind of formed a committee to deal with the impact of COVID-19 on our, due to the high quarantine spots, our high quarantine numbers that we were seeing in Liberty County and our schools. The committee that was formed just kind of got together online. We have not met, but we've been corresponding mainly on email. And so everybody kind of had an assignment of something to do. The first page, and then, again, we're not making any recommendations to the superintendent or the board. That's not our job. It's just a fact-gathering committee. But on page one right at the top, I got those from Rachel. Those are our current cases and how many have been quarantined due to contact tracing. And then the real important number, I think, here to note is four. Four out of 141. But if you notice, Rachel put under that where it says no, not all quarantines are a result of school-related contact. There's actually no way to know, did they catch it at school, did they catch it at home, did they catch it at church, wherever. But four actually who were sent home due to quarantine, due to contact tracing, actually got COVID. So that's been a pretty stable number, I guess, for about the last two or three weeks. I don't think that's changed in 2 weeks. So you still got a 99.98% rate of kids being quarantined and not getting COVID. So the question, that we kind of started posing with our elected officials on the state and federal level is obviously we know where we were when we started school, and then we know where we want to be, which is back to normal. Now, I don't know if we'll ever get back to that, but can we start the dialogue between those two points? Can we start talking about, when can we start, based on the data, not emotions, because you got everybody's got a narrative or an emotion how they feel about COVID. Some are scared to death of it. Some think it's a hoax, and they're somewhere in the middle that is what it is. And so we want to be respectful of all opinions, but we also want to be data driven. And I think that's where we make our decisions is based on the data. So I talked with Ray Treadwell. He is in the office of the general counsel, and the Capitol's closed right now. So me and Dusty Arnold was going to try to get a meeting with them, and they won't meet with you face to face. But one of the things he said was, the Department of Health's kind of driving the ship here, and we kind of don't want to rock the boat with them, and we're just going to kind of keep relying on them for guidance. And of course, my question was, are y'all having these? Now that the schools have data, are you saying, okay, let's meet every month, let's meet every 3 weeks, some kind of determined period to say, well, let's talk about it and see, can we start loosening up those restrictions? We know Governor DeSantis has done that throughout the state, and I appreciate his not putting the panhandle, or not cookie-cutting the panhandle with South Florida. The panhandle opened up a lot quicker than South Florida did. Dade County was still a hot spot, so we got to open up a little quicker in some of our restaurants and some of our businesses and stuff. And of course, he's slow but sure to doing that. So at some point, where do we start addressing those same kind of issues with the schools based on the numbers and taking everybody's health in mind? I kept trying to push for that meeting. I talked to somebody in his chief of staff, a guy named Adrian Lucas, and we talked today. He said that conversation is taking place. We had that conversation today. And when the governor's office calls you, it's pretty much, can you talk now? And so you kind of drop everything. And I got that call today. They are having those discussions about with the DOH about possibly loosening some of those restrictions up based on the data. He said that is exactly happening, and the governor is really wanting to do that. And I just said, well, please let Liberty County be. I think we're a good sample size for the Panhandle counties. Mm-hmm. We would love to be at the table when that happens and share our experiences and our numbers. And I kind of put Calhoun in that. I said, us and Calhoun are across the river, and our numbers are very similar. We're looking at, when you start having 10, 11% of your kids sent home for quarantine, that's a substantial number. So we want to make sure that we're doing what's right. Also talked with, now getting back to the governor's office, they're wanting to rely on the DOH. The DOH is relying on the CDC, so there's got to be some dialogue between those two bodies. Talked with Will Kendrick. He is a legislative aide for Dr. Neil Dunn, or Representative Neil Dunn. Dr. Dunn is having eye problems, so I've not been able to meet with him. He's having some pretty severe eye issues. But talked with Will. He's originally from Carabel. He was a state representative for Franklin County, and had a good, great conversation with him. Dr. Dunn's aware of our situation, and they're trying to start this conversation with CDC. I think they needed to happen a month ago to kind of start planning. What do you do when you get to this point? What those things look like? Had a harder time getting up to Rick Scott's office and Marco Rubio's office. But on the front page, it has our cases. After that, Aaron did a great job in polling other superintendents. About the next three pages gives a report from all the superintendents' contacts that Aaron had, and he done a great job on that. Appreciate him doing that. Kind of give you an idea of what we're dealing with other schools in the Panhandle area, they're dealing with the same things that we are. They don't like sending children home either, just to kind of give a brief synopsis of that. The next part, it was very eye-opening. I just got this morning. Jason Fowler done a fabulous job in talking about, you know, one of the issues that I've talked with him was, okay, when these kids are quarantined, a lot of them have just absolutely terrible internet service, if they even have internet service. I would encourage you to read through Jason. I want you to read through everything as a matter of information, but read through Jason's. He actually got one of the laptops and looked at it, and it's a minimal device. It's not built for much more than what we're asking it to do it, and it's just not very good, which is in line with some of the other testimonies we've heard of that. And then lastly, I think one of the most important things is we got some parent testimonies on what the life of a quarantined kid who doesn't get it, what that looks like. And I've got three parents there who have who sent this to me, and I cut and paste and put it together. Just kind of let you know what their experiences have been. I think it'd be great for us to be able to look at and find some areas of improvement with communications, you know, with the schools and where we can improve that. That, you know, this is all new for everybody. It's absolutely, I mean, nobody's wanting to blame anybody or get on anybody. It's just what can we do to make it better? And there's three great testimonies there of what life of a quarantined child looked like for them. So those are pretty revealing as well of how difficult that's been on the parents, the family, and those students. So anyway, that's FYI for your information, and we'll continue to try to get some more and keep rolling.
Thank you. Thank you for starting this and getting that started. Aaron and Jason, thank y'all. I know Jason's in here. There he is, straight ahead of me. Does anybody else have anything?
Okay. First of all, thank you, Miss Linda, for your services. I know we done touched on this. Thank you, Miss Petty. Me and him have been together 18 years on the board. Miss Tina, thank you for your 12 years service. And I know I probably aggravated you.
It was 8, but thank you.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wrong, man. Probably aggravated you about this computer, helping me get it cut off and all that. I know I'm probably a pain, but I thank you for your services. Mr. Summers, I think we've been on and off together for 26 there, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service and your friendship. And I've even been on the board with Mr. Gene Free sitting there, so I thank all y'all, okay?
Thank you, Doobie.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, me. I'm going to try to make this quick. I'm glad some of them covered some of the things I had on here. One thing, and I think we need to look at, we got our half-cent sales tax coming up this election. We need to, I think, have some positive ads in the paper about that. Because if we don't, people just normally, they're going to vote against raising their own taxes. We need to explain it to them. You know, this is not a property owner tax. It's a anybody that comes through town tax. We get their money in here and keep it here. I don't know if y'all planned any advertisement in the next couple of weeks, but...
Sheila and I had a conversation about that we're going to word up a lot of the stuff that you just said.
We need to kind of make sure we do that.
Yeah.
Because the next few years is going to be, I feel like, some critical funding shortages, and we need to have what we can coming in. You covered the hospital pre-K building, the Tower 500 building. Just for thought, of course, that room is flooded twice in the last 2 years.
Are you talking about the 500 building?
Yeah,
that's, I have that on my list, so.
And I went down and looked at it, walked in there. And we don't get 10 or 12 inches of rain every other year, normally. And through the suggestion about the grading, I looked at that, yeah, that needs to be done. But if we go back in there and put carpet in there, and it floods again, we're going to have the same issue all over again. My thought is, let's go in there. It's already got some tile in that room. Let's go in there and put the floor tile in there. If it floods and gets wet, you go in there and you mop it up and clean it up. you know, there's no chance for mold to grow on a hard floor tile if it's clean. Where it, I don't think it's growing in the carpet in there right now. Could be, I'm not a mold expert, but I think if we put a hard floor down in there, we'd be, it's cheaper, easier to maintain. If it floods, I heard somebody say, well, it'll pop up off the floor. The tile that's in there right now has been there through two floods, it ain't popped up off the floor. And if it's put down right, it won't do it. And I've run this by Kevin, of course, he's straddling the fence on it. I think he feels like carpet would be better, but just cost-wise and I think we need to look at that. But, all the furniture in the hallways in the schools out here, if we auction it off, what we're going to get, $5 a pickup load for it?
Won't be much.
It won't be much. A thought that I had, I know the people at the prison has asked me to come look at so they can get some stuff, but our kids in the county that's at home, being homeschooled, what if they need a desk or something, can we maybe send something out that they can come get a desk? It's our kids, I mean.
I sure don't have a problem with it. It has to be organized and manageable and fair.
Well, I mean, we need to set something up. Yeah. But I mean, that's just a thought. And maybe after the kids get that what they want, the church or the prison, the churches, and then whatever's left, I mean, we put it up for bid, but it's probably going to wind up being hauled as a dump. Because I think out of them groups of people, we can probably get rid of most of it. I don't know. Just some thoughts. I don't know if Kevin's still on the line or not, but getting to the girls' ball field down there, I had talked to him about a bathroom in the dugout down there. I don't know if he mentioned that to you. But I think that's a need they have. I think we can do it relatively cheap, but they can't do it unless we give them some kind of go ahead and do it. I'd like for you to look at it and see, because basically door, wall, toilet, and sink in there. And looking into the, also, you won't be around when softball season gets here, but we kind of got the plan ahead for it. And we know we probably ain't gonna have the money to build concessions and bathrooms and everything out there for spectators. You know, they rent bathroom units, air conditioned bathroom units that you can pull out the ball fields or weddings or wherever that they use. That was a thought. Maybe we could get set up on that so we can get them out there and spectators have a bathroom to use while softball season's going on. I mean, it's mobile, so yeah. It can be moved in and out.
And James, you know, there's a lot, and y'all know just as good as I do, that those FEMA dollars are substantial dollars. When they do arrive, this board will have a lot more options there going forward.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what it costs to rent the portable bathroom, but I think we could manage that better than trying to have a bathroom built by the time season starting, because I just see, I'm just being realistic on, yeah, on everything. And we want it nice as it can be, but it, you know, we say we want it as good as the boys, but it took us 45 years to get where the boys is at right now, and we don't want it to take that long to get to where the girls is at. But
you know, James, it makes me think when you talk about that no one could have envisioned when we started that new high school that the price of construction materials would have gone up over 30%.
Right.
And you know, and so there's no one to blame for any of that. We had to do what we had to do. But like I said, those FEMA dollars at 1.2, whatever the FEMA money, when it comes in, I'll be sure to zoom in on that one because there'll be some happy faces.
Yeah. All right, Miss Tina, I think that covers me.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Thank y'all. And I do. Before I do want to thank you, and I want to thank Kyle and Mr. Summers and the rest of the board, but y'all two won't be with us after this board meeting in a school board member capacity, and Mr. Summers in a school superintendent capacity, but I appreciate the time y'all took with me to kind of guide me through everything. So it's kind of like Kyle said, we bump heads sometimes, but we do it hoping the best we can get the best positive out of everything. So I appreciate everything y'all done.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James. Well, we had already, I guess it's my turn, we had already mentioned the building 500 building over at Toller, but I know I don't get to make those decisions on what floor goes in what, but we do make the budgeting decisions on what to spend money on. So I would like to reconsider that. I mean, it's already flooded, and I feel like if you put carpet in it, it's pretty much just setting money on fire to me. I mean, it just, you know, if there's no school law or policy that says we have to have carpet, I mean, to me, it just makes sense, but what makes sense to me always doesn't make sense to other people. So I'm asking to reconsider that for that building especially. And that's all I had as far as that kind of stuff. But I would like to mention we did lose one of our ex-school board members that had served, Mr. Joe Combs, and I would like to recognize him and his family. He has two of his daughters that are employed by our school district also, and keep Miss Adana in our prayers and thoughts. I know that everyone knew who Mr. Joe was and served as an electrician for many years in our county and surrounding counties. And he was a good man to me and my family, and I know to many others. And I think a lot of him and his family. So I just want to remember him tonight and his family. So other than that, that is all that I had tonight, other than thanking my family for coming out and seeing me for my last school board meeting. I love every one of y'all very much. And I could only pray that everybody has a family like I have one day, if you don't already have it, because I have a great one, and I appreciate y'all and love you with all my heart. So if we don't have anything else, I will entertain a motion in a second to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Petty. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.